because you can handle the truth.
And welcome to Off the Beaten Path, broadcasting live from down here in the swamp in Central Florida. I am your host, Steve Elkins. It's going to be a great show today. The show's date is, for records here, March 31st, 2019. A great show for you lined up today. Got a roundtable discussion group going on today with a couple guys I've worked with in the past, and I love working with every time I get a chance. Had a show on the network here a couple years back, I guess about 2 years back, called Lightspeed. And I bring to the table here for our little round table, I bring Crucial Nonsense Dave and Steve Stars. Are you guys there?
Absolutely. Sure am. How's that? Hey, Dave.
Hello,
hey, Steve.
Good. Yes.
Just sounds like old times.
Yeah. Just last time you and I worked together was I had you on when we talked about the big man, Albert Howard, again. Wow. Interesting stuff. Big man Albert Howard and the Black Panthers. Well, we're going to do this is a participation show today. Basically, I want people to participate, whether you got a comment or question for either Dave or Steve. This is a participation type show here. So 1-800-313-9443. Please voice your opinion and your comments. This is a contributing kind of show today, the roundtable with Steve Stars and Crucial Nonsense Dave. Dave, I'm going to let you, we're going to start off with you, and then we're going to kick this around a little bit here, then we're going to hand it off to Steve, and I will finish up at the very end here. And you and I, Dave, we were talking about this week. You know, you're the tech guru guy. You're the guy I go to for the tech issue stuff, the internet, this all this technology here with sounding good, and we also talk about being safety as far as our identities, and the technology now out there is well, it's taken away a lot of our privacies, and you and I know that the technology could be awesome and used in a good way a lot of times. Even in medicine, the technology could be bettering mankind. Of course, in the wrong hands, tends to be used as an evil and used against you. And I think you and I both agree on that, so I'm going to let you take it from there or talk about what is going on. We're getting more technology. We're getting more surveillance. We're getting this 5G is coming on pretty soon here. Most everybody will have 5G, and after 5G comes 6G, the sixth generation. Expect more surveillance, more spying on you. And I guess, Dave, I'm going to ask you, what the hell can we do to kind of minimize our risk in being surveyed?
Okay, you unplug and you break all of your devices, you know, pile in the yard, pour gasoline on them, set them on fire, and go as far, far away from the grid as you can. No, in all seriousness, you're right. The technology can be used for some wonderful things, and this increase in communication that brings us all together is certainly a wonderful thing, potentially. But the people that are in charge of all of this do not have our best interest at heart. They don't care what the health ramifications of all of this is. We don't know what the health ramifications of all of the RF and the 5G and the smart meters and all that. It hasn't been around long enough do many long-term studies. But what we do know is that with all of this increased technology being deployed everywhere, smart this, take it everywhere, they're using it to surveil and collect information for all sorts of evil purposes and for, you know, above board, hey, we're just going to send you even more spam like we did that. Hey, we could solve the energy crisis if we could figure out how to run our houses off of spam alone. That's not going to happen. With 5G, and when we talked about this a little bit and on John's show on Monday, they're using a much higher frequency spectrum due to the fact they need more bandwidth to do this awesome, you know, broadband, you know, faster, faster, faster kind of thing. And the higher frequency RF does not go as far because it gets blocked by everything, raindrops, you know, foliage, you know, so they end up having to stick towers pretty much in every light pole everywhere. It used to be that your cell towers would be, you know, pretty widely spaced, a couple miles apart. You'd have, you know, a few dozen of them in a big city, and you really wouldn't have the most accurate location triangulation tracking on that as a result. But with a whole bunch more of these towers going from, you know, say a couple dozen to, you know, several hundred or several thousand, depending on how big your city is, they'll be able to just isolate you just by, you know, what block you're on. You know, even if you're trying to turn off your GPS and all that, and we can track and trace all of you people. So that's not necessarily a good thing. The government's been overreaching. It's not just here. It's not just in the UK. It's absolutely everywhere. They're spying on absolutely everything. And if we had a benevolent government that was actually out for the best interest of the people to protect us, to safe, to prevent crime and all of that stuff, it wouldn't be such a bad thing. Mm-hmm. But you don't see all the spammers and scammers and, you know, violent stuff that's going on being curtailed the slightest little bit about that. In fact, it kind of looks like they're kind of fueling all of that, you know, pouring money into it. The, you know, George Soros ilk and all these little, you know, agencies that, you know, want to get their agendas are just dumping all this money, you know, into all this stuff to divide us, to give us plenty enough distractions so we don't notice that they're robbing us blind in the background.
So, question for you. I'm going to throw a question out to both you and Steve. Okay. Understanding, you said, like, this technology has not been studied for a while. It hasn't been studied at all, as far as I know. And if it has been studied, it's been studied by the people who want to put it out there. So if there's any negatives, they're surely not going to tell us about it, especially the harmful effects of this 5G. So they're going to keep that suppressed. So I guess my question to you, Steve, and to Dave would be, do you believe they're going to set up a system to cover their rear ends like the vaccine industry has done, to set up a, let's say, a 5G court, a 6G court, to pay out a little bit if there's some health hazards, but not let them be sued directly for the health hazards of the 5G technology? Do you think this is going to happen?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. What do you think, Steve?
Well, you know, I think it'll go the way of the vaccine court, but only under pressure, because they'll always use the rationale that the common good of the people is something they want to keep in continuity, so they don't want to disrupt that with a lot of lawsuits and complainers and whiners. And it isn't until something like the Gardasil case came out, you know, was finally came through the vaccine court, where we had 271 deaths and 50,000 medical maladies, you know, that they finally had to admit that there was something very wrong with the HPV vaccine. And this is the kind of thing I think you're going to see with 5G. Now, you know, Dave and I have talked about this, and he's a radio guy. He knows the frequency. I'm a kind of an old RF engineer, you know, and I was more of the operator type than the real Spider-Man kind of guy that, you know, got in there and fixed up components and stuff. But I can tell you, there's a lot of different kinds of rays, if you like, here. And that may be part of the problem. We don't really know exactly what particular kinds of beams might be somewhat hazardous due to the fact of the way they're polarized or energized or the frequency of what this 1 millimeter length. I mean, there's a lot of things involved with health here that, mm-hmm. that may take a long time to discern, just like Dave was saying. We don't know. I mean, it could be that 90% of it is relatively harmless, but there could be some particular applications to this that might actually, or circumstances, of course, that might actually be pertaining to some very serious health risks. And this is the kind of stuff, as far as I understand, I may be wrong, but the only studies that they really have on this went back to the EPA in the 70s. And so I don't think there's really been anything that's done recently. And as you and I, Steve, talked about before the show on off air in preparation, I said, well, why don't we just put it in the federal Capitol building first, and in the Supreme Court, and the Federal Reserve, and National Archives, and the White House, and let's see how well it works there. Let's see how happy they are with it, you know, before the whole public gets it, right? Wouldn't that be great to let those folks, since they're the expertise on all this, be the guinea pigs and prove to us?
Since they have the best of health care, you know, they don't have to worry about us, Obamacare, so they can go straight to these special hospitals, and they get the best of health care. So, hey, I think that's a great idea. Let's let them experiment with the 5G and see if it's health safety for us. And if it's not, well, they can rush right into their VA medical centers and go right to the front of the line and get served. But I think that's a great idea. I kind of see it to go that direction. They're going to be looking at the vaccine court as an example to, if this thing goes so terribly wrong, and I think it will, with all this more technology, more RF waves flying around here, something's going to happen, and we're going to start to notice here. Now, when I was talking about this to Dave the other day, have you noticed that the government seems to come up with this little scapegoat of it's in your DNA? Anything that happens bad to you, your health-wise, they're saying now, well, it was just dormant in your DNA. Now it's just coming out, being more expressive in your DNA. It was there all along. It's just your own DNA has gone mutant now. So all the autism cases now was, it's just, we all have autism genes evidently in our DNA. And for some reason now it's being more expressive. And so it's not anything that's happening. It's nothing in the, you know, the water, nothing in the food. It's nothing in the vaccine. It's simply expressive DNA now is coming out in your genes, and you're now getting autism in families. So I see them to go that route though. That's what they've been saying lately. It's just, for some reason, everything is just coming out of our DNA now.
Well, if it was in the DNA, all these problems would have existed for a lot longer. They've only been recently popping up. Now, this autism crisis has only really been happening since all these vaccines have really been made mandatory and been pushed on everybody. And I've seen so much damage caused by all these vaccines, you know, up close and personal. And it's just a tragedy. They're missing the boat on that. Hey, we got more measles outbreaks, but guess what? It seemed to be caused by the vaccines. They're not talking about that. And as far as the 5G stuff, I know they end up harming a bunch of people on that. Hey, as far as they're concerned, that's all good because that supports their brothers in the pharmaceutical industry, and they get to make lots and lots of money off us, charging us for toxic treatments, and we'll never get any word.
Yeah. You know, Ken, my board op here gave me a quote here last week, and I wrote it down, and it simply applies to what we're talking about here, basically. He says here, never underestimate the power of stupid people in large groups. And I totally agree with that. You know, the mainstream media is this whole thing with the Mueller thing. We can go in that a little later, but this is proven fact that fake news, mainstream media is fake news, and they got egg all over their face and more. And the independent media got it right, but of course we're never going to be given the credit for that. We're just we're still the conspiracy theorist in independent media, and these guys continue on their pathway of they're all groveling now, crying over the Mueller report didn't give them what they wanted, and Rachel Maddow had a little meltdown on crying's episode on her own show. But the point is, it's true. There was a clip I watched last night. I'm trying to remember the guy's last name. I think it's something Carlton, Greg Carlton, or something like that. A clip sent to me talking about the mainstream media and the indoctrination process, and basically what it's called is it's programming. It's programming. There's something there to be brainwashed into your head. It's called programming. It's not just TV. It's programming. And this quote just came out to mind here. Just never underestimate the power of stupid people in large groups to be taken advantage of. And it's like, I guess they must have a kind of a agreement that if you're stupid enough to buy it, well, then there's nothing wrong, you know, with what we're doing. But they don't quite understand. I don't believe the mainstream media quite understands that it's the detriment to whole society, and they are included in that group of people in society. So if you bring down everything, bring down society, you know, the livelihood, the quality of life in America, guess what? It affects you too. And I don't think they're smart enough to quite understand that they're going to be lumped in with us also. They're not going to be exclusive. They're not going to be the elites. Not at all. They're going to be lumped in with everybody else in the pool of people that have less quality of life.
Yep, it's it's just like bacteria. They kill themselves with their own feces, and they don't realize that, of course, because to them it's about money for the moment, and that's right. How they operate. That's their motivation. And so as a result, it takes a lot of people to look down the road and make some common sense decisions about where this is all going, who have to stop them and point that out. And, with the 5G situation, I went to my city council and passed out some information there. And they were all quite shocked, as a matter of fact, knowing a little bit about it, but not even aware of the fact that, all of this was coming in. I think there's going to be something like 800,000 antennas going up. There are over 20,000 satellites to be launched, and some of those are in the process of being launched right now for the 5G complete total system circuitry, as you might imagine, going around the Earth. And some are low orbit, some are stationary. I mean, there are all different kinds of operations going on with this thing. And so most of these people, as you know, Steve, are quite unaware of what is taking place here. I tried to call my city planner and ask them, well, what's the plans for when are we going to start putting these boxes up and everything. As a matter of fact, I do know of one location where one is already. It's on a new tower, but this is close to a highway, and it's basically a whole new operation system out there. But the thing is, nobody knows anything about this, and it's just like you said, the masses are kept pretty much ignorant, and the people who may know aren't saying much. So I never heard back from my city planner. I don't know whether they just didn't know anything to tell me or decided not to call me, but, give that a try. Call your city planners. Call them. Ask them about 5G. When is this going up? And as a matter of fact, where are you going to put these posts? Are they going to be on the light posts since we don't have telephone poles, or are they going to be on the telephone poles, or are they going to be coming in my backyard to put a pole up? All these kinds of questions that we could be asking that might begin to stir some interest into how necessary is this high-tech, much faster broadband internet capability.
Well, there's another question, as Steve and Dave, I'll pose to you guys. How fast is fast? How fast right. do you need to go? Like on the interstate, yeah, we can be, are we going to try to turn our interstates or the internet into like the Autobahn in Germany where you can go as fast as you want to go? Now, how fast is fast and how fast is too fast? And maybe we are trying to reinvent the wheel here. Maybe we should just be happy with what we have, but no, that's not good enough. It's got to be more commerce for somebody in Silicon Valley, evidently. But how fast is too fast? I mean, where do you draw the line on this stuff?
Well, too right. fast, there really is no such thing on the network. I mean, the faster network you get, the better. But when it starts coming to the RF spectrum and bandwidth, it starts eating so much spectrum that, hey, they don't even really have their LTE working all that great. They certainly have never gotten it to really work all that solid in the area that I'm in. And we were lagging behind on that stuff. AT&T switched a little logo on their phone from 3G to 4G, but they were still using the 3G. It's all about marketing. Ooh, we got 3G. Hey, aren't we awesome? Hey, we got 4G. Hey, we're even more awesome. We got 5G. Now we're really getting there. But now we got the 666G. Man, we should really be awesome. It's all a bunch of marketing, and people don't understand the underlying technology. But, hey, they're all willing to spill out all these buzzwords and acronyms and all this stuff and think, hey, we know what we're talking about. But they don't. They're absolutely clueless on that. And we're not allowed to have much upstream. Here in the United States, we're almost getting to third world, country status for the internet. We don't have upstream to serve content. No, that's only for the big boys. And the biggest push for the faster internet has been, we need to be able to have the Netflix and all these video broadband stuff, coming down. It's the content that we're getting, not the content that we're able to share on the internet that's driving the thing to be faster.
Right, right. Well, we got more to talk about on this subject before we go into another area of chat here. I got two great guys with me today, Crucial Nonsense Dave and Steve Starrs, both of Lightspeed, who had a show here on the network. We'll be right back after this short commercial break. This is Off the Beaten Path.
We haven't spoken weeks. So many things that I'd like to know. Come have a talk with me. I need a sign, something I can see. Why all the mysteries?
I try not to fall for make-believe.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Falls, and I'm alone. Skin, yeah, chill me to the bone. You,
and we are back. This is Off the Beaten Path. Steve Elkins at the mic here. We got the round table going today. We got Steve Starrs and we got Crucial Nonsense's Dave. And we're starting off with Dave first, talking about the 5G technology that's coming our way and, of course, health concerns. You should be concerned. I know I am. I'm trying to minimize as much as I can possibly. You know, I like technology, but I think we've gone way over the top here with the technology. And like I mentioned just a couple of days ago, and Dave and I were talking about it, why Walmart, I'm shopping at Walmart, and I noticed that Black & Decker has decided to put out, well, Black & Decker put it out, Walmart's selling it. It's a Wi-Fi slow cooker, and I have no idea why we need a Wi-Fi slow cooker, but I don't like the idea of a hacker out there hacking into my program of my Wi-Fi and my slow cooker and messing around with the temperatures on my pot roast. Or the government changing the temperature and that my meat is undercooked and not healthy. So I don't know why we've decided we need Wi-Fi technology with a slow cooker. Guys, what do you think of that? Is it a little bit over the top here?
Oh, yeah. it's way over the top. I mean, but this is, you know, the gadgetry, this this experience of modern America today in the 21st century is death, slow death by gadgets. And, I mean, we don't recognize that, you know, these things that we seem to be fascinated with, particularly the younger generation and who seem to like a lot of this gadgetry, we don't recognize the downside of it. I mean, first of all, you're dealing with the radiation, but you're also dealing with a lot of functions in your house, you know. The whole idea, they came around to our neighborhood knocking on the door saying, well, we're going to save you some money and we'll give you $5 to start with, and then you'll save a penny on every kilowatt hour. And I'm going, gee, that adds up to what, maybe $16 over the year for the next month or whatever, how long that lasts. Who knows? The point is simply this, that, you know, the idea of saving energy, you know, which was the old theocracy model of all of this, Steve, that was where they were going with it all, and they're still selling that. You know, and people seem to think that they're going to save the earth by saving energy, and therefore they need to have not only the convenience, but the modern high-tech efficiency green mask, you know, ideology to go with it.
Yeah. You know, that $5 I give you there is kind of like that, giving you a little spot of cocaine here to get you started, you know, get you a little high, get you a little excited. Here's your $5 off. Hey, next question to both you guys, though. Agenda 21, they've ramped it up. Now it's Agenda 2030. I assume much of this technology increase, the faster speeds, the more possibility, the potential for more surveillance of the people. This is all part of the Agenda 2030 program. Would you agree?
Right.
Oh, yeah. No, the potential. Steve, it's already here. And that actually kind of, you know, goes right into what I was going to say from, you know, the last things we were talking about there. Oh, yes, it's all about saving energy. No, it's all about more surveillance, because it's not about saving energy. It's more, hey, we can tax you on your pot roast because you cooked it, you know, 30 seconds too long or whatever. We're just going to monitor everything. We're going to tax everything. We're going to tax you to breathe. We're going to tax you for every footstep you take. Tax, 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 tax. And we don't see any benefit from any of that tax. It all goes in, you know, pockets of evil corporations go do their mass murder campaigns all around the world, and we don't see anything improved on our bridges, our infrastructure, our schools and hospitals. No, we're not spending money on that stuff. You know, no, it's ridiculous. Yeah, Agenda 2030. Yeah, this is the same thing. We want massive control. We want global control over everything. You know, global government, global religion, global everything, and we will be the ones to tell you how to think. Now, the heck with that. We don't need your grid. We don't need your thought control. And we haven't needed it for thousands of years because we're still here. If we needed them to survive, we never would have gotten to the point we're at now. We're here in spite of them.
Right, right. Well, you know, I was doing some more research on this Agenda 21 or Agenda 2030 now in ICLEI, which is International Community Local Environmental Initiatives. And I see that they're ramping it up in California. When I was in Northern California, I'm theorizing a lot of this destruction in Northern California was purposeful, with the fires and the smart meters being the little detonators. And now we have floods in Northern California. There were a lot of damage down there. They're basically kind of core out California. And I talked to Paul Preston about this. He says that's exactly what's happening here. They're coring out these certain areas here. And when I was talking to Ron McDonald, of course, our good friend in RBN here, the financial guy and the legal guy, we were talking. He made some sense on some things. Have you seen these little houses? They're called tiny houses. You both seen these, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what comes with tiny houses are tiny thoughts and tiny minds, easier to control. And I agree with that. When Ron said that, I said, you know what? That is so true. You know, you're talking about thinking outside the box. Well, how can you think outside the box when you're in such a tiny little house? Everything is minimized, and this is the direction they seem to be going. Everything has got to be minimized, and then when you do want something, you have to pay more to get it. And this is amazing. People say these are amazing times. I say just the opposite. These are bizarre times, you guys. And what I thought I would never see, I'm seeing, and it's becoming normal now. It's the new norm and acceptance. And, you know, AOC, how popular is this woman here? She's actually a very ignorant woman. We can get to that one after this commercial break here. But the woman is not very intelligent at all. And... got a break coming or not? No break? Oh, there it is. Short commercial break. We'll be right back. Steve Starrs and Crucial Nonsense. Dave, we are at the Roundtable. This is Off the Beaten Path.
started searching for a better way. And I kept on looking for a sign in the middle of the night, but I couldn't see the light.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
We are back. Send that one out to Dave there. A little sci-fi beginning of that song there for you, Dave.
I like
hey,
that.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking about this technology thing here, and I'm always teaching. I don't know about you guys. I walk around. I talk to a lot of people, and I find out pretty soon who's interested and who's not interested and who kind of shakes their head at me saying this guy's whacked out. He's crazy. He's out there. He's a conspiracy theorist. I'm more of a conspiracy realist. I can point it out, and I think you can too. But just the other day, we're talking about this technology here now, since we're on this path of technology. I told this guy the other day that we really don't really need to build a physical wall. We really don't. The technology we have right now, we got drones. We've got so much technology that to actually stop people from breaking into this country, and we refuse to use it. And I don't know why, which is interesting because, you know, the United States government, the Republicans are in the White House right now, and they're trying to say, well, yeah, we want to stop all this illegal stuff here going on. Coming in, we got the drugs, we got the human trafficking, we got all these problems, and they appear to be more slow-tracking, more kind of posing as if they're trying to stop it. When the Democrats aren't lying about anything, we want them. They want them. It's their voter base for the future to stay in office forever and then actually control the all, you know, control the White House, control Congress, basically, everything. Yeah. And that's why they want that. But
there's
my
an
question,
easy way to stop it. There's an easy way to stop it, or at least slow it down, Steve. Yeah. Stop funding all of this stuff, because all these NGOs are in there just pumping, you know, millions and millions of dollars trying to, you know, get all these refugees in here. It's a covert invasion of all of our countries. It's not just here. It's all across Europe. They've just ruined the EU entirely with all this stuff. And, oh, we have all these refugees. Okay, let's go back in time a little bit. Okay, the first Iraq war, we bombed the hell of those people. We killed a whole bunch of people, didn't have a bunch of refugees. Then we go into Afghanistan, killed a bunch of people, no refugees. We go into Iraq, killed a bunch of people, no refugees. Go into Syria, and then boom, all of a sudden we got this refugee crisis.
Right.
Yeah, I don't buy it.
Well, here's the question I pose to you guys. We have the technology. There's a system out there called the ADS system. You've probably heard of it. It's called the Active Denial System. Essentially, it's a big giant dish. It's like a microwave radar. And basically, whatever you point at, it's actually was created for crowd dispersion, for rioting, actually for riots. And so understanding that we have this technology, and if you can go on YouTube, you can actually watch a demonstration of the ADS system, the active denial system, of how this thing works. Basically, it heats up your skin temperature to a point where it's very uncomfortable and you back off. You can't go forward anymore. You retreat. So understanding we have this technology, here's one we could actually use and never actually build a physical barrier wall to protect our country. We could simply have these things spaced out on a motion sensor that if you got to a certain point, this thing kicks in, and guess what? You can't go forward. You might have to dig under the wall, dig under something, but there's ways to stop all that. If we actually really want to stop people from breaking our country, I guess we could just go to Israel, and I guess they could teach us because they know how to do it, that's for sure. But here again, like I said, this technology, the ADS system, we're not using it, and we have it. So I told this guy about this, and he kind of shook his head like, are you serious? I said, yeah. It's called the Active Denial System. I saw him begin today. I said, did you research it? No, I didn't. I said, you need to research it. So the bottom line question to you guys is, it exists. We can stop it. We don't appear to want to stop the illegal immigration into this country. The Democrats, I already stated why. The Republicans, I have no clue what their rationale would be for allowing the back door to stay open. But it appears we could stop it, and we refuse to stop it.
Well, they're all bought and paid for by the same people, so you get the same agendas. This whole voting thing, you know, it's a scam. You know, you think you're getting something different, but the same agendas are always going forward. They could stop it. They could remove all the incentives. They could deal with the NGOs funding all this stuff and just stop doing it. You know, they've been feeding into this whole thing. It's an agenda to just take everything over. So, yeah. And as far as the active denial service weapons, you know, all that, you know, ADS stuff, hey, that's probably where they got their idea for 5G from. I mean, the whole thing is absolutely ridiculous. Yeah, we don't need a wall. And one thing that people are not considering with this wall, we build this wall in here. What happens when things get so bad here that we want to leave? You know, the wall ends up keeping people in, kind of like the, you know, Iron Curtain, the Berlin Wall and all that stuff. Yeah, it's not necessarily going to be all that good. We need to kind of back off that and go at the root of the problem. Remove the incentives, and then people won't want to come here anymore. Ding, problem solved. That's real easy. That's never going to be allowed to happen, though.
I totally agree. Remove the incentive. That's the easiest thing to do to stop people from coming here. Anything you want to add to that, Steve? Did we lose Steve?
I think at root, what we have here is the what we have here is the Patriot Act, quote, Act. You know what I mean? And that's what it's always been. It's never been about the security of protecting Americans. It's always been about controlling citizens in this country. That's been there from the very beginning. And there's no reason really anybody to want to take the initiative to try to enforce the borders, as long as their intent basically is to control the population and dumb us down to the point to where we're just following orders in a New World Order system. So I don't think the reality is that, you know, we've lost our Fourth Amendment, and, you know, kind of getting back to the technology, not to change gears too much, Steve and Dave here, but, you know, I don't have the reference available, but I was reading Foreign Affairs, you know, the publication from the Council on Foreign Affairs several months ago, and you can Google this yourself, on the top-down control system of the Internet and communications that China has implemented. And of course, they were lauding this, as they do. They're blatantly right in your face and very candid about where they're going. And they're saying their AI algorithms and surveillance systems, you know, almost predictive, you know, thought crime capability, is the wave of the future, and this is where we're all going with it. They don't like the bottom-up internet idea. That's, in other words, your two concepts here. You have the bottom-up, where we, the people, communicate the way we like. We talk. We used to have a pretty free exchange, but now with all the censorship, oddly enough, which you know where it's coming from, is this top-down model. And so once they install this communication system, of course they can, you know, they can basically locate somebody from outer space and use any technology if they want to on this kind of system. And it is a control from the top down. They're trying to eliminate all communication. Henry Kissinger's model of controlling the price of oil would give you the formula to control the world. Has now shifted. Controlling communications is the top-down goal from where they're going. And Foreign Affairs was lauding this in China as, you know, the wave of the future. This is where we're going, they're telling you, blatantly in our face.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. You know, let's go into the path of, I did not participate more than, I think, a week. I kind of saw where it was going, the direction with Facebook. I think I was on Facebook one whole week, and I realized, you know, I didn't participate that much. I didn't put my whole life on there. And I know people who put their entire life on there, where they're going on vacation, this and that. And I realized really quick, and I got off in one week. I was trying to reach some people far away and stay in touch with them that way. And I figured out another way to get a hold of them. But that, again, here's this technology that's supposed to be a convenience. They sell you as a convenience to get you, to lure you. And, you know, this is a little bit of cocaine they're going to give you for free. And it's free service and everything. And all they're doing basically was setting up a way to troll and basically label you and maybe even build a folder on you of who you are, your habits, everything they can think about, and probably sell it to others, but also know who you are as a person. Now, I know, we know, you guys know, that this network is being monitored by intelligence. Absolutely. No doubt about it.
Yeah.
They're absolutely monitoring what we're talking about. No doubt about it, because, well, we're over the target most of the time, and we're doing a darn good job of exposing where the mainstream media is not doing their job. We are doing it, but we're not going to get credit. But, you know, I'm not one of those guys, and most of the people on this network are not the guys who want to be slapped on the back and say, great job. I'm just happy if people learn something and they take it and they share it with others, and that way that education grows and grows and grows. And we defeat these people, basically. We defeat them through education.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. And, okay, you bring up Facebook, and I'm kind of glad you did that.
And because, Twitter.
You know, in Twitter and all the rest of these platforms. Recently, it's come to light that Facebook was storing all of their passwords in plain text. Oh, these guys just don't care about security at all. Yeah, that's the problem, okay? You know, we're not going to rely on all these centralized platforms like Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all of these things to communicate with one another. We've got an underlying, you know, network that allows computers to talk to each other, and we can build our own platform that don't have these controls, okay? That becomes a threat to them, so they remove the DNS, which translates the, you know, republicbroadcasting.org into a hardware address that the computers can use to talk to each other. So they just lost our index. Well, we can set up our own top-level domains and our own mesh networks, and you know, this will, you know, end up going underground at some point as they really clamp down on that. But if two computers can talk to each other, there's technically savvy people out there, you know, libertarian-minded folks that will step up and start putting things into place where we have our own peer-to-peer networks that are going to be darn near impossible to stop. It's going to force the, you know, evolution of this. It's a necessity at this point because they've been so over the top, you know, with all the censorship. Oh, you can't criticize Israel. You know, we're going to shadow ban all your comments. You can't, you know, go and do anything but toe the line. If you toe the line, hey, your comments will be out there. You know, we can just say whatever you want to say as long as we approve of it. No, screw that. No, that's not the First Amendment. That's not freedom. That's not freedom of thought. We need to be able to have these open, you know, conversations with one another to figure out what the heck we're going to do. And you know, that's never going to happen using these, you know, corporate social media platforms. We need to get away from them and let them die on the vine. Stop using them entirely. No, I don't dignify it. I've never dignified Facebook and Twitter. I've never played with it. And if somebody, I'm on Facebook. Well, good for you. I'm not going to look at your stuff on Facebook. You want to send me something, send me Whatever you want to send me an email or post it on your own website or something like that. You know, we can do this stuff ourselves. We don't need them.
Yeah. Do you think Donald Trump using Twitter as much as he does, you think he reinforces that idea of pretty much encouraging others to use Twitter also? Do you think he actually encourages?
Absolutely.
Because I don't.
That's why he's on there. Yeah. Oh, we have to use Twitter. Oh, it's all about the Twitter. Yeah, well, there's too darn many twits on Twitter. I think we need to get away from all that stuff.
I agree with you. Yeah, I just got a note here from Ken, our board op here, and he's telling me that the systems, the ADS systems, have a 700-yard effective range and cost around $5 million each. That's got to be considerably cheaper than building a physical wall, $5 million each. That's nothing.
Yeah.
700-yard effective range. That's pretty cheap going. You could have a split rail fence or something and have this thing set up.
It was done with Operation Wetback in a long, long time ago, and all this illegal stuff was solved with a fraction of the funding, without all this technology. It's not that difficult. We don't need these big technological whiz-bang ideas to solve a very simple problem. We got to just solve the root of the problem. Remove the incentives, period.
Right. Let me throw another question at both you guys here, Steve and Dave. Last year, theorized $50 billion was stolen through identity theft. And yet we see nothing from government to saying, you know, they have a war on everything, basically. They have a war on obesity, war on diabetes, war on this, war on that, war on soda pop. They're trying to protect us from everything. But then here, $50 billion was stolen last year in identity theft, and nobody is trying to stop the cyber stealing of information. Now, I'm going to give you a little example here. Just Monday, I had to go to the Social Security office. I had lost my wallet. Very angry about that. That kind of messes up your day when you lose your wallet and all your belongings, and you have to replace them or stop the cards. But I got I filled out paperwork for a Social Security card, which is interesting because now there's new rules since 9/11. You have to do this, this, and this. I was born outside the country because my father was military. So now I had to bring in more documentation as if I would be, I fit the profile for being a bad guy, a terrorist. So I did it. I had to come back the next day, bring back the paperwork, got the paperwork going, got the card just in the mail the other day here. I'm looking at it. This is amazing. I'm looking at a Social Security card here. It's not on any kind of special paper. There's no special water seal. There's nothing to this thing. And I'm thinking, wow, what an easy thing to bootleg and actually print off and get these things out there and just change the number. There's no picture. There's nothing on it. Our government is doing nothing to protect our identities. Evidently, there's not a war on identity theft yet, and I'm not sure when there's going to be one, if there ever will be one, because somebody's making money off all this stuff. Kickbacks or something.
Of course they are. Of course they are. It's ridiculous. And you know, with all this surveillance and track and trace everything, you would figure that all of these, cyber crimes and identity thefts and all this, the spammers and scammers would be easily stopped, if they really had that much control over everything. So either their systems of control and monitoring are crap and they're not getting any useful information out of it at all, or they have no interest at all in actually curtailing crime, which I think the latter probably more applies, because these systems that have been, put upon the system of the people have been done by the people that are the biggest criminals of them all, sitting here trying to steal everything, from us. So all this needs to go away. I don't dignify any of it anymore, Steve. We're going to put these RFID chips in your credit cards to make you safer. Well, it just made it a hell of a lot easier for you to get your identity stolen. Hell, you don't even have to touch a credit card. You just walk close enough to somebody with a little, scanner in your pocket, right, and bam, you just stole their credit card and you stole their identity. You're going the wrong direction with all of this stuff. If this was to make us safer and to make this more a solid authentication to make sure that you're not getting fraudulent charges, no, they've gone the wrong direction. That was never their intent.
I agree. There seems to be a lot of job security with all these things they seem to be bringing us that's supposed to be make our lives better. There always seems to be a drawback, and somebody's making commerce off it, no doubt about it. You mentioned the code readers. You're right. How somebody can get close enough and get all your information here. And those Wi-Fi chat rooms, those Wi-Fi, Wi-Fi areas in your coffee shop where you're sitting down and you think it's private and you're on a secured system. Well, it's not. again, where's the war on the identity theft? I have no clue of why. Nobody even talks about it. No politicians talk about it. And it has me believing, or at least theorizing, and I don't think this is a far out of theory here, to say that the people who actually create this technology also look at the potentials of commerce after the problem, the good device turns out to be an evil for you. And it's kind of like your antivirus software.
Identity, yeah, it's a war on identity. It's not a war on identity theft. It's a war on your identity. There you go.
Short right. Commercial break here. 3 minutes. We'll be right back. Crucial Nonsense, Dave and Steve Starrs, the Roundtable, right here on Off the Beaten Path.
We cannot live together. We cannot live apart. And that's the situation. We made it from the start. Every time that I look at you, well, I can see the future. Cause you know I know better.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's a bittersweet symphony. We are back. This is Off the Beaten Path here. You know, again, the technology that we create in the wrong hands always ends up becoming an evil. And it seems like we just, it's almost like it's theorized that we must create these things. Of course, they're always in the wrong hands. And then you create a whole bunch of different other levels of commerce. I've always thought, personally, between you guys, you can tell me if I'm wrong or not, but I've always believed that somebody in the industry of antiviral software theorized that, hey, they could put these threats out there, and then we'll come up with the patch, and then you'll have to get it every year and every year and every year, pay this much money and to keep your computer safe, when there are ways to keep your computer safe. The Pentagon has that ability to do so. I assume Washington does also. We never hear about their computers getting hacked, but for some reason, mine's allowed to be hacked or have that vulnerability of being hacked, and so I have to pay the yearly fee to make sure that somebody's out there protecting my unit here. What do you guys think about that?
Well, yeah, they're not really protecting your unit all that much, because it goes right through all the backdoor stuff that's blessed by the CIA and NSA and all that stuff. No, the antivirus companies aren't allowed to find those Trojans out there. We're better suited dealing with our own security, and they've kept that knowledge kind of, you know, off in the background. Now you don't need to worry about that. You know, we'll take care of your security for you. Yeah, you're doing such a wonderful job. Security breach after security breach, all this personal information stolen and used against the people. Yeah, you guys are doing a fine job. We need to take care of these things ourselves. Oh, we're going to have more technology because we need what? More conveniences? Do we not already have enough conveniences in this life? I would like to go back to the middle of the 18th century and say, screw this stuff. You know, we lived fine and happy and healthy, prosperous lives, you know, without all of this, you know, infernal technology. It could be a good thing, but you don't have a good, benevolent, you know, source for all this stuff. They want to control everything. And now, you know, guys, they want to get rid of all of the cash. Oh, yeah. Yes, we want more control over that.
Right. You know, yeah, I'm always amazed. I'm always amazed when I see a family of three or four or five people on a bench or something in an airport, and not one of them is talking to them, and they're all looking down their little devices.
Yeah.
I
mean,
we've got to this point where we don't communicate anymore. We don't talk to our own family. We're sitting at a dinner table, and kid pulls out the phone, and he's got to text his friends back and forth, or text somebody even in the group right there, a couple, you know, feed over from them. This is amazing, this technology, but I do believe that the youth of this country haven't quite understood that this technology is going to do them in. They're just not smart enough to see it yet. They're vulnerable. They've been sold on this technology, that it's a good thing, but they're losing out on a lot here. So we'll be right back. This is Off the Beaten Path. Second hour coming right up.
Nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people. Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.